On the show today, we have Fedor Banks of Dr. Florian Mozar talking about the German bank's secret to success. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to the show. We have an international show today. Dr. Florian Mozar, head of business and product development at Fedor Bank in Munich, Germany, is joining us. How are you doing, Florian?
Fine. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
Great to be at the show.
Yeah, so we were just talking before the recording, and some pretty significant things are happening in your neck of the woods in Europe with Britain and stuff. Do you want to just provide a quick comment about that, and then we can move on to the other stuff?
Sorry, didn't get the last point.
That's okay. Oh, thank you very much, Skype. There are some pretty significant events happening in Europe right now. Do you want to comment on that?
Difficult to comment. It's a sad thing that we lost of our members, but that's democracy.
Yeah.
We'll
no
see
doubt.
What happens.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. You are speaking at the upcoming AXFI conference, and that's actually next week. And by the time this airs, it'll be in a few days. But your bank, Fedor Bank, is quite an innovative organization, I've heard. And you're going to be talking about some of the cool things that you guys are doing. One of the things out there is tell me about your online community approach to financial literacy. I mean, how does that work? That's one of the cool things that you guys are doing. How does that work exactly? What are you guys doing there?
This is actually where Fedor Bank comes from. Before got the banking license, actually, the community was first. And the idea of the community was, on the one hand side, to develop a banking product together with the customer. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, to develop a platform where people can talk about money. And I think that's the most transparent way to talk about money, because people are used to talk about things in social networks, whatever. And this, just talking about money and engaging with money, helps people to really to overcome financial literacy. Yeah. We always say, take care of your money, otherwise other do it.
Yeah, that's true. I think, the more we talk about it, the more comfortable we are with it. Because, I mean, here in the States, I don't think we talk about it too much. It's kind of just there, and then we kind of get out of control. But I think those who are more responsible with it are talking about it all the time. So I think that's a really good point. And another kind of, I don't want to say controversial, but tell me something else that you guys are doing. Tell me about your Bitcoin trading platform called Ripple. And it's an open source banking platform. What's this all about? Can you divulge here?
Okay, so I need a little bit to clarify what we're doing here. So on the one hand side, we did have an integration of Ripple to send money across the ocean real time, very quickly, and to a very cheap price. So we used the Ripple platform to send money from Germany to the United States. This was the one case. So this is where we used Ripple. Mm-hmm. And the other case is that we provide for a European platform, which is called Bitcoin.de. We establish a platform where people can trade instantly bitcoins by using their bank account. And I think that's unique in the world.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's see here. So now you've built an active and engaged community among your members. And obviously, we kind of pointed that out at the top of the show. How do you do this? Because there's a lot of folks here, a lot of credit unions that are attempting to do this. Some are doing it very, very well. Others are kind of struggling with it. How have you been able to build such an active and engaged community among your members?
Mm. So the community is actually our branch. So we don't have branches here in Germany. We just have the community, which is both a product development center, which is a customer service center, which is a branch, which is something where all people hang out and chat, which is a place where we do surveys, where we, together with our customers, find out what the next products might be, where people complain about us, about other people, where people talk about money and talk about financial products, and also not only our products, other products. So people are rewarded on the one hand side with money to be active in the community. They get an immaterial benefit by really getting knowledge about money. And also we have something what we call community karma, which is a scoring algorithm that measures your activity in the karma, how transparent you are, how connected you are. And so it's a gamification approach that brings people back and also drives loyalty. And sooner or later might be also a part of social scoring.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. This is stuff that folks out over here can really, because the credit union branch, or whatever you want to call it, is kind of going through an evolution, because now they're turning into, like what you just described, more of a retail consultative environment as opposed to a transaction environment. And the credit unions that are doing that are finding those are great success, and the footprint is much smaller than it used to be. So it sounds like you guys are already there and moving forward with that type of stuff.
Yeah, on a small scale. So we have 380,000 people in the community registered, so users, not bank customers. So I think we are one of the only banks in the world that has users, not bank account customers. Of course, we also have bank account customers, which go through a full KYC process, that have an account, that send money around, that have a credit card. But the majority of our users are just users.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. Now, having said all this, Florian, can you share, like, you know, just maybe two or three secrets to your organization's success? Because it sounds like you guys are really on the pulse of your users, your audience, and it sounds like that's a really important thing. So if you could share with us, you know, two or three secrets that have helped you guys become the success that you are today, that'd be awesome.
Mm. So on the one hand side, it's a cultural thing. So I think one of our founders comes from a hotel business, so where the customer's always customer-centric. And the other thing is, I think we really live this digital banking approach. So every time we see that something can be digitized and the customer can be brought into a better position where this is not customer-centric, this is really a cultural thing.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people here at Feedbank don't come from banking, they come from e-commerce, they come from wherever. And I think this makes things different to how we approach banking.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that we have, compared to normal banks, traditional banks, we don't have an old legacy tech system. So we are very agile in changing systems and changing products and mm-hmm. developing products. So this, I think, it's a cultural and a tech thing. These are the two main receipts.
Yeah, because, I mean, as you well know, I'm sure you guys are immersed, technology is changing so fast, so it's good to be nimble, it's good to be agile, and be able to change pretty quickly with all that's happening externally in our technology environment. So it sounds like you guys got that wrapped up, too.
Yeah, definitely. I think this is very important to understand.
Yep. And I also like how you're bringing up the word culture time and time again, because that's something that's growing over here in the States too, is creating a culture of, like what you guys are doing, you're creating a culture of conversation, you're creating a culture of engagement. And I think that, and like you said, I think it really drives loyalty through the roof. So that's a darn good thing, I think.
Yeah, I think it's important for banking. You need to change culture. Otherwise, you will not convince the customer to use your product anymore.
Indeed.
Culture can be also on the front-end side. You can change the culture and not just providing an app. An app is one thing. An app must be fun. It must be gamification. Yep. It must be rewarding. It must be simple. That's also a cultural change in banking. Mm-hmm. Should be fun.
Yep. No, exactly. Why can't this be fun? You know, I mean, it's a major part of a life. So why can't we have a little bit of entertainment with it? So why not?
Yeah. Or at least not the pain.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. All right, Florian, anything else to wrap up here? This is super interesting. I'm so glad you guys are the success that you are today, and you guys are super unique, but it sounds like you might be setting a template for other similar organizations over there to do the same thing and experience the same success.
Yeah, really looking forward to the conference. Hope a lot of people will attend my speech and that I have good conversations there. And I'm also looking forward to all the other speeches and to come back to the States.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, happy to have you over here.
Yeah, hopefully they let me in.
Oh, yes, of course we will. Of course we will. Okay. All right, Florian, well, thank you so much for your time today. I know you're a busy, busy guy, and you're actually, like, I think you're on holiday, you said, so I don't want to take up any more of your time. And thank you again for the chat, and safe travels over here to the U.S.
Thanks, too. Okay. Have a nice evening.
Okay, thank you.